Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're studying in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, where we are going to see that pastors are to be considered as slaves to Christ, not necessarily slaves to the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 says, "This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." You know, there are three parts to this verse. The first part is that there's one instruction to regard pastors in this certain way. And there's two identifying markers of how we are to think of pastors, and that is as servants and stewards. So let's take this first one of how the church should think about or regard or even speak about their pastor. I first want you to notice that Paul writes how one should regard us. Paul is referring to himself and to Apollos, whom he mentions back in chapter 3, verse 22. So Paul is specifically talking about apostles and leaders, pastors within a church. And he's telling us that there is a specific way that the church is to regard or think of her pastors. We should have a certain mindset, a certain attitude when it comes to how we think of pastors and what we expect from them. So how do you regard your pastor? And what is your ideal pastor? Darrell Robinson has written about this model pastor that he's finally been found to suit everyone. It's guaranteed that he will please all the people in any church. Robinson goes on to say he preaches only 20 minutes, but thoroughly expounds the word. He condemns sin, but never hurts anyone's feelings. And he works from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., doing every type of work, from preaching in the pulpit to janitorial work. He makes $200 a week. He wears good clothes, buys good books regularly, has a nice family, drives a nice car, and gives $50 a week to the church. He stands ready to give to any good cause also. His family, well, they're completely model in deportment and dress and attitude. He's 26 years old and he's been preaching for 30 years. He is tall, short, thin, heavyset, handsome, has one brown eye and one blue eye. His hair is parted in the middle, the left side dark and straight, the right side blonde and wavy. And he has a burning desire to work with teenagers and spends all of his time with the older people. He smiles all the time with a straight face because he has a sense of humor that keeps him seriously dedicated to his work. He makes 15 calls a day on church members, spends all of his time evangelizing the unchurched, and is never out of the office. That's quite a pastor. You know, everyone has their own ideals and expectations of a pastor, and they are often built off of their favorite pastor or even sometimes their least favorite pastor. And that's a natural tendency for us as humans, but what we need is a biblical tendency. And Paul says that the pastor is a servant of Christ, a steward of the mysteries of God. And what becomes important is to whom the pastor belongs. He belongs to Christ. He is not owned by the church. He is not a hired hand. He is not to kowtow to the church's whims and wishes or to people within the church. He belongs wholly and forever to Christ. And the church needs to recognize this as well as the pastor. When you pray today, please remember Sam Freeman and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Imbugu LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.